都会有它的结果。
Yeah, in our lives, in the things we do, they all have their result.
我们做对的事情，我们就享受那美好的果子。
When we do good things, we receive the good fruits from it.
我们如果做错的事情，我们也需要去承受那一个恶果。
And when we do evil things, we also have to bear the evil fruits that come with it.
做错的事情还要承担一件事情，就是自责。
And the doing bad things also comes with another burden. It is to self-rebuke.
那常常这个自责自己责备自己这个是更加的痛，是更加痛苦。
And when you rebuke yourself, that pain sometimes is even worse.
所以如何能够这个不自责呢？
So how do we keep from having to rebuke ourselves?
当然我们尽量不要做错事情。
Of course, we should try our best not to do bad things.
但是事实我们总是会去做错事情。
But in reality, we will inevitably make mistakes.
所以我们就需要得到圣灵。
So we have to get the Holy Spirit.
得到赦免，得到
receive forgiveness. Sorry.
所以在旧约时代，他们就有一个献祭叫做赎罪祭。
So in the Old Testament, they had this sacrifice called the sin offering of sin.
那目的就是要让他们得神的赦免，不再自己责备自己。
The goal of the offering was so that they could have the forgiveness of God, so they do not have to rebuke themselves.
但是不等于说他们就不用去承受那个做错事情的那个后果。
But it does not mean that they do not have to bear the results of the fruit.
但是很重要的就是能够不再自责。
But the most important thing is that they do not have to rebuke themselves any further.
我们来看看在什么情况之下旧约时代的人，他们需要献这个赎罪祭。
So look at when in the Old Testament would people have to have this offering of sin?
好，我们请看
sacrifice of sin.
利未记第四章。
Leviticus chapter 4.
利未记第四章。
Leviticus chapter 4.
第一节到第三节，请念。
Verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, verse 2, say to the Israelites, when anyone sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, verse 3, if the anointed priest sins, bring guilt on people, he must bring to the Lord a young bull without defect as a sin offering for the sin he has committed.
这里有提到说在什么情况之下人们需要献这个赎罪祭。
Over here, it talks about when people have to make this sin offering.
神吩咐不可以做的结果去做了。
What God has commanded, what you cannot do, but you do it.
那有时候不是故意的，是不小心就没有留意的没有谨慎而去做了。
Sometimes you don't do it on purpose, but you do it without being careful.
那或者违背神的诫命的事情
or when you go against God's commandments,
或者一些违反了道德的事情
or you go against morality.
我们请再看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 13. If the whole Israelite community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, even though the community is unaware of the matter, they are guilty.Verse 14, when they become aware of the sin they committed, the assembly must bring a young bull as a sin offering and present it before the tent of meeting.
再请看二十二节。
And let's look at verse 22. Verse 22, when a leader sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the commands of the Lord his God, he is guilty.
二十三。
Verse 23, when he is made aware of the sin he committed,He must bring as his offering a male goat without defect.
27节.
And then verse 27, if a member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, he is guilty.
28.
Verse 28, when he is made aware of the sin he committed, he must bring as his offering for the sin he committed, a female goat without defect.
那这里就提到说，很多时候啊，当我们犯错的时候啊，啊，我们可能自己不知道啊，或者呢是没有留意啊，我们做错了。
Over here it tells us sometimes we do things unintentionally when we sin.
但是当我们知道了，那这就成为一个啊犯错的事实。
But when we know we've done wrong, then it becomes a truth.
那我们在当时的人就需要献上这个赎罪祭。
It becomes reality, and then we have to offer this sin offering.
从刚才所念的那么多经节里头，我们来看看，那么到底谁需要献这个赎罪祭？
So from all these verses, who needs to make the sin offering?
这里有提到祭司。
Over here it talks about the priests.
这里提到这个官长这个 officer,
they talk about the officers.
提到个人。
Talks about individuals.
甚至提到整个会众。
It talks about the entire community.
那目的就是要让他们在能够得着神的赦免。
The goal is for them to receive the forgiveness from God.
我们请看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
请念。
Verse 20. And do with his bull just as he did with a bull for the sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven.
所以说他们就必蒙赦免。
Over here, they says that they will be forgiven.
那二十六节也是一样，最后一句话，他们必蒙赦免。
Verse 26 also says at the end, he will be forgiven.
三十一节最后一句话也是一样，他们必蒙赦免。
31 also says he will be forgiven.
三十五节也是最后说。他必蒙赦免。
And verse 35 also says he will be forgiven.
所以这个对神的百姓啊，这是一个神很特别的恩典。
So to God's people, this is a very special blessing.
因为这个自责啊，真的是很痛苦的一件事情。
Because to self-rebuke yourself is a very painful thing.
那神能够让我们不用去受这种痛苦。
But God can have us not have to undergo this pain.
所以他们在旧约时代，他们就必须来献上这个赎罪祭。
So in the Old Testament, they had to make the sin offering.
那我们来想想看，这件事情对我们今天有什么意义跟教训？
Let's think about today. What teaching and meaning does this have for us now?
我们刚才已经提过了，谁需要献这个赎罪祭？
We already talked before, who needs to make the sin offering?
我们看来是每一个人都有这个需要。
It looks like everyone has this need.
所以年龄不是这个绝对的这个年龄对这个犯罪并没有这个这个免疫力。
Age has no difference in the sin.
那这个性别也不能够保证一个人他就不会犯罪。Gender,
a gender of a person does not keep a person from sinning as well.
或者一个人的职分也不能保证说这个人就不会犯罪。
The status of a person cannot keep a person from sinning either.
所以每一个年龄层每一个每一种背景的人他都有可能犯错。
Every person of every age of every background may sin.
这个每一个时代都是这个样子的。
Every generation, this happens in every generation.
我们来看主耶稣的时代。
Let's look at Jesus' generation.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第七节。
John chapter 8 verse 7.Chapter 8, verse 7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, If any of you is without sin, let him be the first one to throw a stone at her. Verse 8. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 9. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with a woman standing there.
这个主耶稣说你们谁没有罪你们就可以哪一个人没有罪就可以先拿石头来处罚这个犯罪的妇女。
Jesus said, those of you without sin can use a stone to punish this woman.
那第九节就说到说从老的到少的一个一个都走了。
And verse 9 says, from the eldest to the youngest, they gradually, one by one, left.
那就是没有一个人啊，他是绝对不会去犯错的。
There's nobody who absolutely will not sin.
那在立位记里头啊，他常常强调的啊一个字眼就是勿犯啊，不是故意的去犯。
In Leviticus, it emphasizes a word unintentionally. That means you don't intentionally sin.
这个也是人的一个软弱。
That is also a weakness of man.
人不是故意的，但是呢，他会去犯，但是会犯错。
Man does not do it on purpose, but he will still sin.
但是这个在神面前就是一个错误。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it is a sin.
所以我们来想想看，为什么我们人会去误犯？
Why does man commit sin unintentionally?
第一个，我们跟我们的环境有关系。
First, it's related to our environment.
环境呢，包括了三个层面。
There's three aspects to the environment.
环境里头包括人。
There's people.
有时候我们因为人而我们犯错了。
Because of people, sometimes we commit sins.
请看撒母记下十三章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母记下十三章第三节。
2 Samuel chapter 13.
十三章第三节。
Chapter 13 verse 3.Now, Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, son of Shimea, David's brother. Jonadab was a very shrewd man.
这里说啊，大卫的儿子暗嫩，他有一个朋友。
Here it talks about David's had a friend named Amnon.
大卫的儿子。
David's son had a friend named Amnon.
大卫的儿子名字叫暗嫩，他有一个朋友。
David's son was Amnon, and he had a friend.
那我们知道暗嫩啊，他做错了犯了一个很大的错。
We know Amnon committed a great sin.
那也因为这个错啊，他后来啊被他的一个弟弟杀死。
And because of this sin, he was killed by his brother afterwards.
那他为什么会去犯这个错
？Why did he commit the sin？
就是因为他的那一个朋友，叫做耶拿达那一个朋友。
It was because of his friend Jonadab.
所以。这个我们人很容易受环境的影响。
So we are easily affected by our environment.
有时候这个环境会让我们去犯错。
Sometimes the environment will cause us to sin.
有时候因为朋友而让我们犯错。
And sometimes our friends cause us to sin.
所以我们要留意我们交往的是怎样的朋友。
So we have to be careful about who we make friends with.
那有时候是事情让我们犯错。
Sometimes it is a situation that makes us sin.
请看民数记二十章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 20.
民数记二十章第十节。
Numbers chapter 20, verse 10. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? Verse 11. Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. Verse 12. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not trust me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them.
在这里提到摩西犯了一个错误。
Where it talks about how Moses made a mistake.
因为这个错误啊，神就没有让摩西进入迦南地。
Because of this mistake, God did not let Moses enter the land of Canaan.
摩西为什么会犯这个错
？Why did Moses make this mistake?
因为遇到了一件事情。
Because he encountered this situation.
因为百姓又没有水喝。
Because the people did not have water.
所以百姓又来向摩西争吵。
And they were complaining to Moses.
那神清楚地告诉摩西说，你要怎么做
？God told Moses very clearly what he had to do.
但是摩西心里可能心里很烦躁，而且很混，这个他发怒了。
Moses was probably very bewildered at the moment, and he might have became angry.
所以他并没有照着神吩咐他的去做。
So he did not follow the words of God.
所以在神的面前摩西就犯了错。
So in the eyes of the Lord, he committed a sin.
所以在生活当中我们总是会遇到一些事情。
And in our lives, we will encounter many different situations.
我们要提醒自己事情常常会让我们去犯错。
And we have to remind ourselves, these situations will cause us to sin.
所以我们要 求主耶稣帮助我们让我们能够平静。
So we have to ask God to help us to remain relaxed, at peace.
那这个环境也包括着一些物质。
The environment also includes physical things.
那这些物质有时候也会成为我们犯错的一个原因。
These physical things will also be a reason why we commit sin.
请看耶稣雅记第七章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章二十一节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 21. Joshua chapter 7 verse 21. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath.
我们知道亚干他犯错。
Achan committed a sin.
那亚干为什么会犯错？
Why did Achan commit a sin?
因为他看到这些衣服，看到这些金子银子。
Because he saw all the clothes and all the gold and silver.
所以他就心里起了喜爱贪，他就自己私自拿了，而且藏起来。
So he loved those things in his heart and became greedy and took those things.
他违背了神给他们的吩咐。
He went against God's commandments.
我们人为什么会误犯了错误？
Why does man unintentionally sin?
在我们失去警醒的时候。
When we lose our awareness.
这就是为什么主耶稣勉励门徒说你们要警醒，要祷告。
That is why Jesus Christ encouraged disciples to be aware and to pray.
保罗说我们不要以为自己是站立得稳的。
Paul said that we should not think that we are firm and stable.
因为失去了警醒，我们就会容易的去犯错误。
Because once we lose our awareness, it is easy for us to sin.
为什么人会误犯呢？
Why does man unintentionally sin?
有时候是因为无知。
Because sometimes it's because we are ignorant.
我们请看何西阿书，旧约圣经何西阿书。
那这个 Hosea
在但以理书的后面，何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6。
第四章。
Sorry, chapter 4。
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge.Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I will also ignore your children.
这是 这个何西阿的时代啊，百姓啊，因为无知犯错，甚至灭亡。
This is during Hosea's time. Because the people were ignorant, they committed sin and were destroyed.
对神的道理无知。
They were ignorant towards God's truth.
对神的诫命无知。
They were ignorant towards His commandments.
结果不但犯错严重的甚至还要灭亡。
So not only did they commit sin, they had to be destroyed.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们不要成为一个在道理上无知的人。
So in our path of faith, we should not be ignorant person.
那为什么我们会误犯的错误？
Why do we unintentionally sin?
有时候是因为软弱。
Sometimes it's because we are weak.
请看罗马书第七章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7 verse 25. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
这里说我们肉体有一个 sinful nature, 我们的有那个肉体的这个罪性。
It says here that we have a sinful nature in our flesh.
那这个 就是我们的一个软弱。
And that is a weakness in us.
哦，所以我们需要圣灵的帮助。
So we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们需要道理的帮助。
We need the help of the truth.
哦，所以我们需要主耶稣的爱来帮助我们。
We need the help of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以我们需要弟兄姐妹互相的带导。互相的帮助。
We need the prayer of our brothers and sisters and help of our brothers and sisters.
如果我们让我们的软弱胜过我们，我们就犯错了。
If we let our sin overcome us, then we have sinned.
所以我们知道我们每一个人都有这个肉体上的软弱。
So we know that we all have this weakness in our flesh.
所以我们常常为了我们的软弱来祷告神。
We have to pray often for our weakness in our flesh.
我们为了我们每一个人肉体的软弱，我们要互相的来代祷，来帮助。
When we pray for the weakness in our flesh, we should pray for each other.
那我们既然知道这以上所提到的是我们犯错的原因
，Since we know the things we've just mentioned are the reasons we sin,
那我们进一步的，我们应当如何？
What should we do further?
当然，预防胜过于治疗。
To prevent is better than to cure.
虽然神是蛮有怜悯的，但是我们不要常常去犯错。
Even though God has great mercy, we should not sin frequently.
所以我们如何去预防呢？
How do we prevent ourselves from sinning?
请看箴言第四章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 14. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men.
十五节。
Verse 15. Avoid it. Do not travel on it.Turn from it and do not and go on your way.
这里就告诉我们说，我们要对我们的环境啊，常常是很注意的去看我们的环境。
It tells us here that we have to be aware of our environment.
我们现在在交往的到底是怎样的人
？Who are we having relationships with？
这些人邀请我们做的事情是怎样的事情
？These people, when they ask us to do things, what are they asking us to do？
我们现在是处在怎样的环境里？怎样的我们遇到的是怎样的事情？
When we encounter situations in our life, what are we encountering?
有时候我们应该躲避的，应该隐离开的，我们要离开。
The things that we have to hide from or depart from, we should do so.
这个十五节说要躲避，不要经过。
Verse 15 says, avoid it, do not travel on it.
当我们发现我们好像踏进去了，我们要赶快的转身而去。
When we realize we're about to step foot into it, we should turn away quickly.
那我们要去认清，看清楚那个结果是什么。
We have to know and be aware of what the result is.
我们请参考民数记的十二章。
Let's look in Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章第一节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 1. Numbers chapter 12 verse 1. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite.
这里讲到这个米利安跟亚伦他们毁谤摩西。
Over here talks about how Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses.
这个也是人在生活当中。很容易有的一个错误。
This is something that men often sin. This is a sin that men often commits in their lives.
因为我们人总是很喜欢跟别人做比较。
Because we as men like to make comparisons with other people.
因为我们总是容易看到人家眼睛里头的一根刺。
We often see the speck in other people's eyes.
我们容易去看到别人的一些软弱的地方。
We see other people's weaknesses.
所以我们就很容易的去这个论断别人或者去这个讲别人的不好。
So we often are talk against other people or say bad things about other people.
这个也常常是无意当中就这样子犯了这样的错误。
This is something we do unintentionally as well.
就像摩西的 姐姐跟哥哥啊，这样竟然是毁谤自己的弟弟。
Just as Moses' own sister and brother were talking against him.
那结果后果是怎样呢？
And what was the result?
请看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10, when the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam leprous like snow.
啊，这里说米利暗呢，身上就长了大麻风。
Miriam received leprosy.
所以我们要记得 这样的一个事实。
We have to remember this reality.
错误一定会有一个不好的结果。
Sin will have an unpleasant end.
我们如果不要那个不好的结果，在开始的时候我们就不要去做。
If we don't want that unpleasant end, then we should not do that sin in the first place.
利未记说到百姓啊，这人们常常容易误患了。
In Leviticus, it says that people often unintentionally commit sins.
那当知道了之后呢，要赶快的来献上这个赎罪祭。
And once you know you've sinned, you should immediately offer the sin offering.
所以今天我们常常借着道理来反省我们自己。
So we have to use the sin, the truth to examine ourselves.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十三节。
James chapter 1, verse 23. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror.
二十四节。
Verse 24. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
25.
Verse 25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
23节说这个道理啊，就好像一面镜子一样。
Verse 23 says that the word is like a mirror.
让我们啊照镜子啊，让我们看看看看我们有哪一个地方。这个需要啊，哪一个地方啊脏了
？It lets us see where we are dirty.
那这个道理就是让我们来反省，来帮助我们啊，看我们有没有什么这个错误的地方。
The word is there to help us to examine ourselves to see if we have any sins in ourselves.
因为我们的目的就是要让我们能够得神的赦免。
Our goal is so that we can receive the forgiveness from God.
所以需要去知道啊，我是错了。
So we need to know that yes, I am wrong.
那在旧约时代，他们就献上这个赎罪祭。
In the Old Testament, they gave the sin offering.
那在今天呢，我们就是在祷告当中来向神认罪。
Today we come and pray in front of the Lord to repent our sins.
我们人很容易去找借口。
But as men, we often find excuses.
我们对人是可以这样，但是我们对神啊，不要找借口。
We may be able to do that with other people, but we cannot find excuses with God.
我们在神的面前，就是要得神的赦免。
When we are in front of God, we are there to gain His forgiveness.
那必须要献上赎罪祭。
We have to give the offering of sin.
那我们今天就是献上我们的。这个啊，认罪悔改的祷告。
And we offer our prayer of repentance.
我们请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's look at First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. First John chapter 1, verse 8.If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
所以第八节也是在强调着我们在生活当中一定会有错误。
Verse 8 tells us in our lives that we will have sin.
第九节。
Verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
第十节。
Verse 10. If we claim we have not sinned,We make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
所以在生活当中，真的我们会误患。
So truly in our lives, we will unintentionally sin.
那当我们发现的时候，我们要像第九节所说的，就认自己的罪。
When we realize this, we should do as verse 9 says, that we should confess our sins.
这就是今天我们所献的这个赎罪祭。
That is the offering of sin that we give today.
这样子我们才能够不用自责。
That way we do not have to rebuke ourselves.
然后我们要进一步的立志来除掉这个错误。
And we have to take the next step and make a determination to get rid of the mistake.
我们要做对的事情。
We have to do the right thing.
我们过对的生活。
Live the right life.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. And do not give the devil a foothold.
那我们能够得神的赦免啊，那这个也是对我们的这个灵性是有帮助的。
When we gain the sin from gain the forgiveness from God, that also helps our spirit.
因为我们不再自责，我们有一个新的开始，新的出发。
We no longer rebuke ourselves, and we have a new beginning.
如果我们没有去发现我们的错误
，if we don't realize our sins,
我们没有在神的面前悔改
，we don't confess in front of the Lord.
那我们就仍然生活在错误里头。
Then we'll always be in sin.
那个就是给魔鬼留地步。
That is where we give the devil a foothold.
这个魔鬼就利用我们的这个错误让我们更加的失败或更加的远离神。
The devil will use this foothold to cause us to fail even more.
再请看31节。
Let's also look at verse 31. Verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
这里说到把这一切都从我们的生活当中来除掉。
Verse 31 tells us to remove all those things.
既然得神的赦免了，那我们就要把这个错误从我们生活里头来把它拿掉。
Since we have received the forgiveness from the Lord, we have to take away all these things.
所以这是我们一个基督徒一个很有福气的地方。
That is a place where we as Christians are blessed.
我们靠着主耶稣的怜悯，我们常常能够从错误的当中来离开。
Through His mercy that we are able to leave sin.
我们不用继续受这个错误的捆绑。
We do not need to be suffering under the binding of the sin.
我们真的能够把主耶稣的生命在生活当中把它实现出来，活出来。
We can realize and act out God's life in our lives.
让我们将主耶稣的爱在生活当中来表明出来。
We can demonstrate Jesus Christ's love in our own lives.
我们一起唱诗314首。
Sing him 314.